WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
There used to be a popular kids' toy called Rock'em Sock'em Robots. You and a friend sat around a miniature boxing ring and controlled two plastic, square-headed humanoids. The idea was to knock the other guy's block off. Jean-Claude Van Damme is basically a Rock'em Sock'em robot. He's the new martial arts superstar, the latest musclehead to hold the crown once worn by Bruce Lee and Chuck Norris. How do they decide which of these steroid cases get to become actors? It must be natural selection. Whoever has a perfect build and the mental agility to memorize two lines of dialogue in a row gets the job. Van Damme, who's Dutch, first came to prominence in the 1987 movie Bloodsport. He's made two films since then, including the recently released Kickboxer, but neither one has packed as big a wallop. Bloodsport is based on the career of Frank Dukes, an American who went undefeated in 329 matches and still holds many scary-sounding records, such as fastest kick with knockout, 72 miles per hour. In the movie, Van Damme journeys to Hong Kong to compete in the Kumite, a treacherous tournament in which one quick blow can send you to your maker.
Why are you fighting in it?
It's personal.
You want to prove your manhood to the world?
The Kumite is for the fighters, not for the people who read newspapers.
But I've heard that it's unnecessarily brutal. Like a cockfight, except it's with people.
Bloodsport is a kind of low-rent karate kid. Our hero is trained by a poker-faced Oriental master, and there's plenty of the usual Zen blather about mind over body. Van Damme uses his mental discipline to crush bricks, do a split between two chairs, and fend off blows while blindfolded. The force is most definitely with him. In the end, he squares off against the Kumite's defending champ, a brute with a chest the size of an RCA television console.
What's going on?
That's Zhang Li, the current champ.
He's never been defeated. Holds also records, including the fastest kill. He killed a guy during the last Kumite.
Yep, kicked the poor bastard right in the throat. I died right there on the platform. Chong Li stood there and watched him die.
The fight scenes in Bloodsport should satisfy anyone's appetite for socially unredeeming violence. Yet something is missing. The late Bruce Lee had as many moves as Van Damme does, but he also had a roguish, demonic charm. Van Damme is so pretty and nonchalant, he's more like the Tom Cruise of martial arts. He's a kinder, gentler karate machine. Unlike Schwarzenegger, Stallone, or any of the other 80s action heroes, Van Damme doesn't even pretend to get mad. He's really an abstraction of a fighter hero. Bloodsport delivers the goods, all right, but as dazzling as Van Damme's moves are, you can tell he's just going through the motions.